He discovered the long-lost wreckage of the Titanic. He found what was left of the infamous German battleship Bismarck. And now famed undersea explorer Dr. Robert Ballard has brought his exploration vessel, the Nautilus, to the Channel Islands, where his team is mapping and exploring uncharted parts of the Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary.
Our overall mission is to explore the 50% of America that lies beneath the sea. Half of our nation lives underwater, and we have better maps of Mars than we have of America. So NOAA's Office of Ocean Exploration is trying to do something about that.
The researcher is speaking to us from the Nautilus, which is off of Santa Cruz Island. More than half of the sanctuary has little or no accurate seafloor mapping. It's an interesting area for research because scientists think the region was formed by a submarine volcano 15 to 19 million years ago.
We have three different teams of people that are going after underwater caves. Divers from 0 to 100, 200 feet. This little vehicle can go from 50 feet down to 500 feet, and then our ship can go all the way down to 13,000 feet. So we have quite an array of technologies that are literally going along the coastline of the Channel Islands looking for underwater cave systems.
The Nautilus is equipped with a massive sonar system which allows it to map the ocean floor while the ship is moving. Then when areas of interest are identified, it has remotely operated vehicles which allow exploration of specific spots. The ROV Hercules is the primary exploration craft, equipped with an intricate propulsion system, a battery of video cameras, and mechanical arms which allow the collection of marine samples and historical artifacts. The ship is owned by the Ocean Exploration Trust, a nonprofit founded by Dr. Ballard to promote ocean exploration and education. The Nautilus is equipped with a state-of-the-art television system, which allows you to watch the research in real time and even participate.
You can see us now. If you go to nautiluslive.org, you'll see our feeds coming off the Channel Islands. We have educators on every watch. If you go to our Nautilus Live website, you'll see where you can ask a question, and we have educators answering those questions in real time. Typically on a deployment like this, we may do 50,000 questions.
And in addition to scientists, the crew includes teachers and students who get to take part in real research. Here's what it sounds like as the crew uses one of the ROVs to watch an unusual-looking type of squid.
Oh, that is so cool. Wow.
Oh, that was cool. Yep, it's a vampire squid.
Ballard's expeditions have ranged from science projects like his current one in the Channel Islands to historical efforts to find things like shipwrecks. He's a National Geographic explorer in residence. I've heard people describe you as the Indiana Jones of the ocean.
I never grew up. I just turned 75. I grew up in Southern California, went on my first cruise with a script ship out of La Jolla in the summer of 1959. And so I've never grown up. I always have that childish curiosity, and I never get tired of making discoveries.
While his most famous project was the discovery of the Titanic's wreckage, he says that actually isn't his most memorable one.
Titanic was nice, but we knew it existed. I would say the most important discovery our team has made was the discovery of new life systems under the ocean in 1977 when off the Galapagos Islands we found an entire ecosystem we did not know that was on our planet.
Ballard says he enjoys sharing the research that they're doing, but likes working on it even more.
Here I am. I'm at sea. As soon as I hang up, we'll be launching our vehicles to dive in some possible cave systems that no one has ever seen.
NOAA's Office of Exploration and Research is funding the mission. The Nautilus is scheduled to be in the Channel Islands for more than 3 weeks until July 29th as it explores prehistoric submerged shorelines. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.